Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We are on the third issue of this Batman Year One story arc, issue 406.
Chapter 3, Black
Chapter
Dawn.
Chapter 3.
Okay, so, I don't know, does yours have the same, like,
yeah.
Okay. They've got him cornered. They've got him outnumbered. They've got him trapped. They're in trouble. That's what we open up to.
I mean, they're in trouble, which is kind of weird. Well, not weird, but definitely misleading when... You know, third panel is his belt being
blowing up
from the thermite in there.
Yeah.
It's like, shit.
How's he going to keep his bat undies up?
Well, he'll figure it out.
But anyways, he pulls the belt off, you know, throws it off because it, you know, is going to detonate. And,
which sucks though, because that's all of his equipment.
Yeah.
Well, almost all of it.
Almost all of it. And he lands on this metal grate, and it says, danger, electricity, 80,000 watts.
That's a lot of watts.
And Batman's luckily I keep my pick inside my glove.
Yes, so he picks the lock, and he thinks that, you know, with the building coming down,
it'll be safest for him to be underneath there.
I do have to mention that as he's falling, he sees a wino, or just a guy, and he's...
burning.
He's... feels bad because he can't save him.
Yeah.
He's like, it's too late for him. Like, there's nothing I can do. Across town, I think it's... No, not across town.
It's a building, a couple
blocks away.
Across. We go to our crazy cat lady.
Yeah, Selena.
Yeah.
And Holly.
Yeah, but like, dude, there's what? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. There's 10 cats right there on the bed.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. One on the ground.
Yeah. Okay.
One coming off the...
Yeah,
yeah,
gotcha.
A lot of cats.
Yeah.
She likes cats.
Yeah.
It's fine. But Holly is looking outside the window. She sees what's going on, like everything blowing up.
She's trying to wake up
Selena.
I kept trying to figure out why Holly talks the way she does.
Selena!
Yeah.
I'm going to say because she is like 10 years old, 10 to 14 years old. Like I said, she's young. Probably didn't have a good education.
Yeah, okay.
That'd be my guess. Holly's a character that does play out through the Batman and mainly Catwoman stories. So she's around.
This part right here, though, cracks me up. She's talking about the explosions Holly is, and she's like, I'm being serious, Selena. Things are blowing up over in Robinson Park. And Selena says, maybe Brandon's got a jaywalker cornered.
I mean,
that's about his, you know,
his MO. Yeah.
Yeah.
So everything is kind of coming to head. Brandon goes rushing into the building with his SWAT team. Basically says, no prisoners, just kill everybody. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
Gordon can't really do anything about it because this is coming over his head.
Yeah, the commissioner was like,
commissioner wants.
I'm sending these boys in and
they're going to clean house. So they start going in. They find the danger electricity panel, and they're like, hey, I think if that could have saved him, he might be down there. So they just
open fire on it.
And
then they walk down there.
Yeah. You know, like a good cop. They find out this is where the super had lived, which is he's not there. Which makes me think he might have been in the building somewhere. Although, probably not. If it was, he had it locked up, he might have been gone for some time.
Yeah. But his domicile here is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
In a Jesus sort of way.
Honk if you love Jesus.
Yeah,
sticker.
And then there's the God is good. And then there's a bunch of crosses. And there's the Saint, the Mary statue there. And
I mean, that's fine. I mean, religion is great.
Yeah, but it's just creepy the way that it's...
While they are down there, though, we see a couple of the... there's like four cops that went down there. Brandon is one of them.
There's two cops left up top.
Yep.
And Batman... Wonder Woman
is standing by the busted out chimney.
Yeah. And Batman Vulcan Death grips him.
Both of them.
Oh, both of them. Yeah. That's impressive.
Knocks them both out. And then he... I'm assuming he knocks the pillar on top, or the what's that, the brace?
The support beam.
There we go, that thing.
Yeah.
Words are hard. Support beam, I don't know if he like knocks it off or if he, not entirely sure what he does. Cause
all we do, all we see is it fall.
It fell by itself.
Could have been.
Because he doesn't really move from the chimney. Or unless he knocked it off and then went back to the chimney.
He says, I like you right where you are, Brandon. And then it, you know, that's when it falls. So I'm guessing that it was probably loose as it was because of
that's
the explosion.
What I'm thinking.
And he probably just walked out there and he's like, psh.
Okay.
Or he kicked it.
But yeah, he does have a powerful kick.
Yeah.
Cut down two trees with those kicks.
That's right.
And then he drops a smoke grenade or a gas grenade or something down the chimney to take care of the rest of them. I love that Gordon is out on the by the cops or by the car.
Smoking a cigarette.
It's like, oh no, we can't help them. Orders, man. Sorry, it sucks. It's great. Loeb is up on the helicopter, you know, with a sniper trying to get a line of sight.
Yeah, waiting for Batman to show up, basically. Yeah. And then Selina and Holly have come down, and Holly is standing on top of a cop car.
Yeah. Because, again,
it's gone.
Why not?
Yeah.
We go back to Batman. He's trying to, he's trying to get out. Obviously, he's cornered.
He's bandaging up his leg, and there's this little kitty cat beside him.
A Siamese, at that. He talks about this device he has that if he wanted to patent it, he could make millions. But
then he wouldn't be able to use it as Batman.
Yeah. And this device is like a sonic emitter. Basically, it calls the bats to him. Very reminiscent of, anybody who's seen Batman Begins, very reminiscent of that.
Yeah.
And he kind of takes tally of what he has. Go ahead.
The blow dart gun in his boot.
Yep.
I mean, is that legit?
Probably.
Because that would be so uncomfortable, first off.
It's Batman. My guess is he probably has like padding there and it's just in the padding.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But still, like it just cracked me up. It's like, oh no, I lost my utility belt that had everything except for the lockpick in my glove, except for the thing on my boot, except for the, you know, blow dart gun.
I mean, it's in his boot, but yeah.
No, I was talking about the device on the bottom of his boot.
Yeah, it's
under the heel.
Yeah.
But still, you know, like that shit just cracked me up because, you know.
Right. Yeah. It's also, I mean, I know Batman now, he's prepared for everything. Like every piece of material on his body has some hidden compartment with something hidden in there. This is the beginning.
Right? I know. It's just regardless.
This is definitely a nice little contrast to what we get in the New 52, what they're calling Year Zero arc. Where Batman is, you know, he by Scott Snyder, and Batman is less tech and less tech heavy and more just kind of relying on himself. I think that's kind of what we're gonna get with the Batman movie with Robert Pattinson. It was gonna be more aimed toward the Year Zero stuff, maybe with a little bit with the Year One, but probably aimed more toward the Year Zero. And I can let you borrow it. That one's a pretty good run, too.
Yeah.
Actually, the whole Scott Snyder... If anybody's listening and they have not read Scott Snyder, Greg Capullo run of Batman from New 52, you're missing out. Go check that one out. It's 52 issues. I think about 10 trades. It's great. There's my recommendation. okay, back to the book.
Read Batman. There's the Batman fan's recommendation.
Don't be jelly.
So while this is all going on, the couple of guys from the SWAT team,
the other teams that were up on the other sections,
they are trying to lift the bar off. And as that's going on, you know, the cat like jumps out, and they're like, "Whoa, it's just a cat! Don't shoot it!" You know.
Well, then we got Brandon coming up the chimney, and he's like, "Leave it at that. Leave the beam be." Like they weren't good enough to
Yeah.
Fast enough to get the smoke thing up. And as he's talking, Batman
shoots him with a blow dart. Yep. Yeah. And dude, I love the look. Like, it looks like he has no neck and his head is falling into like his like it fucking cracked me up.
It's pretty good. Obviously, the rest of SWAT team opens fire on Batman.
And while that's going on, he's running past the cat.
Yep.
And he saves the cat by throwing it out the window and then gets you know, winged in the arm.
Yep.
So he's gotten shot in what, each leg and the arm?
One leg.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And the one arm.
Yeah.
Also, though, while they're just opening fire randomly,
they hit a cop.
Yeah, it hurts Merkel, one of the Gordon's good guys.
Yeah.
And basically just shows that the SWAT team don't give a damn.
They're
there to kill Batman, and they don't care about the collateral damage.
Yeah, oh yeah. They're assholes. They're just trash. So we get Batman cornered, and he uses his fucking tree kick to knock out this... he splits a cement pillar in half this time.
I mean, if you can burst a tree, you can definitely burst absolutely. A cement pillar.
Hey, no, but in all seriousness, though, trees are harder to kick.
Well, especially the trees on his property.
Yeah, because they're, you know, old, you know...
Generations.
Old trees that are, like, you know, fucking...
100 years thick.
Yeah.
We get the bats showing up and basically blotting out the sun, which gives him enough time to leave, or, well, rush out in the panic of everybody freaking out, because...
Yeah, as he kicks the shit out of all the SWAT team on his way out.
Yeah. Let's see here. We get a couple quick panels of Loeb chasing down the bats, and inevitably,
dude, the part where the police cruiser drives off the freaking pier.
Yeah. So what happens is Batman, you know, he's using the bats as cover, but at some point he
dodges out. Yeah.
Who says ever? Always eager to please the commissioner, Detective Swanson pursued the bats to the bitter end, and this is him.
Driving off the pier. Like, how do you not... Yeah. Idiots.
Again,
but anyway.
They're single-minded.
Yeah.
You get what you get. We also get reports of... Well, they also say that everybody that was there in the crowd, all the police, had to get, you know, basically rabies shots.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
Uh-huh. It's just like you've got Selena and Holly sitting there bolting. Because, you know, they're getting ready to get... they're getting, you know...
Shot in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never have so many had so much trouble sitting down. Pretty great. Also get a report from a nearby shop that a 3-piece suit went missing and the money was sitting on the cash register. So, Batman's a good guy.
Yeah. I mean, sure, he took the suit, but he paid for it. So technically he purchased the suit.
Yeah.
So it's not theft.
Exactly. Couple days later, we've got Gordon.
Hey, it's my dad's birthday.
Oh, nice. He's calling up Bruce Wayne, trying to get, not an interview, but just wants to ask him some questions. And Alfred is basically not giving him a runaround, but...
Sorry, Master Bruce is still out of town.
Yeah, he's in the Alps.
Skiing.
Skiing and with some lady, like usual. Gordon is able to call, and he gets somebody who... says they're Bruce Wayne and saying, hey, yeah, I did this, took a bad fall in the Alps and I'm in casts and legs are both busted up. And Edson's like, I mean, casts hide bruises or gunshots where Batman got shot. And Gordon's like, wait, what? Like, it's a, huh, wait a minute. Let's see here. So yeah, we get Edson and Gordon getting closer.
Well, wait, first we get Selena punching out the...
Yes, but I was also referring to before. They're,
oh,
because they're spending a lot of time together, obviously. Bruce is just testing his limits, kind of make sure he's still good even after getting shot.
Yeah.
We got Selena.
Dex, Holly's pimp Stan.
Yeah.
And takes
well,
her
Holly
away.
And hers. I think the both of us.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
I wasn't sure.
And there's like, I got a better idea. We don't need... to be working for him anymore. Yeah, this is another part where Ensign and Gordon are getting closer. They're spending a lot of time together. They're getting coffee after work every day. And
they're sticking each other's tongues in their throats.
Yep, there's that. And that's not good. Oh, no. And then we this next picture here.
Here, kitty, kitty.
We get Catwoman. Well, hey. Not officially named yet, but
we Selena get a woman in a cat suit.
Yep.
Named Selena.
last page, we have Gordon basically contemplating what the fuck he's doing. He knows he's wrong. He knows what he's doing is wrong. But he can't stop thinking of Sarah. And he's like, shit, I'm calling her Sarah now.
Yep.
No, she's Ensign.
Must stay Sergeant Ensign. Yeah. Essen.
Essen, whatever.
Sergeant Eats.
But he's also, like, thinking that Batman, you know, he saved a woman from getting hit by a car. Then he saved, I mean, saved a cat, sure.
But still.
But he also paid for the suit that he stole.
Yeah, so like, maybe he's not a bad guy.
What's wrong here? Like, why are the cops...
Why is this bad guy, you know, doing all these good things?
Exactly. He's sitting at the end of his bed. Barbara is on the bed asleep.
You know, very pregnant.
Super pregnant. He's in a bad position. He put himself in there.
Yeah.
So, that's how we end this issue.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Batman story.